My phone rang earlier today, and I picked it up and I said, hello. And the man on the other end said, yeah, hi, is this Janet Kuipers? And I said, yes it is, may I ask who's calling? And he said, yeah, hi, it's me, George Washington. I'm sitting here with Jefferson and Adams and a couple of the other guys, and we just wanted to tell you a few things. And I said, why me? And he said, excuse me, I believe I said I was the one that wanted to do the talking. God, that is the problem with Americans nowadays. They are all so damn rude. And I said, you know, you really didn't have to use language like that. And he said, oh, I'm sorry. It's just that I've been dead for so long. I lose all control of my manners. Well, anyway, as I said, we just wanted to tell you some stuff. Now, we really didn't have much of an idea of what we were doing when we were starting out this country here. I mean, I was just fighting off battles here, and these guys were just trying to pull something together, and we really didn't have much experience in creating bodies of power, so I could understand how our Constitution could be misconstrued. And then he put in a dramatic pause, and he said, but when we said that people had a right to bear arms, we meant to protect themselves from a government gone wrong, and not so that you could kill a 16-year-old at 6 p.m. in front of the ATM machine for $20 cash. And when we said freedom of religion, we also included the separation of church and state, because freedom of religion could mean freedom from religion. And when we said freedom of speech, you know, we really had no idea that you'd be burning the flag or painting pictures of Christ doused in urine or photographing people with whips at their respective anatomies, but hell, I guess we've got to grin and bear it, because, you know, if we ban that, then the next thing they'll ban is books, and we can't have that. And I said, but George, there are schools that have books banned.